ADHD. Symptoms and solutions for men and women with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Written by Heather Foreman. Narrated by Rory Young. Chapter 1. What is ADHD? Attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, previously known as attention deficit disorder or ADD, is a neurobehavioral condition which is identified by core signs of inattentiveness, hyperactivity, distractibility, and impulsivity. ADHD is thought to be the most typical youth mental health disorder, with rough estimates of its prevalence in kids varying from 5 to 11%. ADHD in adulthood is thought to be less typical, with around 2 to 5% of adults that have been detected. ADHD signs can disrupt work, school, home tasks, and relationships, and managing the disorder can be a difficulty for both children and adults. Thankfully, there are healings that have been shown to be effective, and anybody that is impacted by ADHD can learn survival skills to work around problems and harness their skills, as many successful people with ADHD have already done. What does ADHD seem like? Some children and grown-ups with ADHD find it hard to concentrate on jobs at school or work and may daydream often. Kids with ADHD might become disruptive, defiant, or have difficulty agreeing with parents, peers, or teachers. Children who deal with hyperactivity and impulsivity in particular usually have behavior obstacles that can be difficult for grown-ups to manage. Grown-ups, on the other hand, could be more likely to report feeling agitated or fidgety. If they cope with impulsivity, they might make rash choices that adversely affect their life. For both children and grown-ups, executive functioning, planning, psychological regulation, and decision-making is usually impacted also. Most kids and grown-ups display either hyperactive or neglectful symptoms of ADHD, but it's also possible for both sets of signs to exist together, in what's generally called combined type ADHD. Is ADHD real? Most psychiatrists and psychologists agree that ADHD is real. It runs in families, suggesting hereditary roots, and neurological proof has found it to be associated with changes in brain development. ADHD is also clearly connected to academic, work, and relationship problems, and reacts to treatment, suggesting that it has medical validity. But whether the disorder is overdiagnosed and overtreated, or whether it shows a set of developed qualities that have become less adaptive in today's world, is widely disputed. What triggers ADHD? Like many other psychological health disorders, the causes of ADHD remain under investigation. Genes are theorized to play a key role, as are environmental influences, such as direct exposure to toxins in the womb and early traumatic experiences. Since ADHD is a behavioral condition, expectations of proper behavior, especially in kids, likely impact diagnoses in some cases. For more on the reasons for ADHD, see Causes and Risk Factors in ADHD. How is ADHD treated? Experts have discussed whether treatment for ADHD should be primarily behavior, treatment, attention training, increased play, greater structure, or medicinal. Several large research studies have determined that a mix of both may be most effective. Is ADHD hereditary? Considerable evidence suggests that ADHD has both genetic and ecological underpinnings. Twin research studies, for example, have found that identical twins are considerably more likely than fraternal twins to be both identified with ADHD or display ADHD-like behaviors. There is no single gene that is considered the main reason for ADHD. Rather, just like many psychiatric conditions, it is thought to be connected to many hereditary versions, only some of which have been revealed. Is ADHD an illness of modernity? Some professionals argue that what we call ADHD is actually an illness of civilization, that is, a condition that arises because of a mismatch between people's evolutionary roots and our contemporary environment. High energy levels, for example, may have been adaptive for a high